WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A tenuous ceasefire is holding in Gaza, a day after the release of the last living hostages, as well as Palestinian prisoners and detainees. Up next, correspondent Deborah Pattup from Jerusalem.
There is still a lot of hard work ahead. Negotiators will need to discuss the post-war governance of Gaza. An interim board of peace, as it's called, has been set up with President Trump at the helm. And eventually it will be handed over to Palestinian control. So a lot of work.
Israel has publicly identified two of four dead hostages handed over yesterday. One was Israeli, the other from Nepal. Families of the other two victims asking for anonymity. The U.S. government shutdown about to enter its third week with no resolution in sight.
Democrats are still demanding any spending bill to reopen the government include an extension of health insurance tax credits. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
Republicans need to get serious about reopening the government.
House Speaker Mike Johnson.
We will return to legislative session as soon as the Democrats come to their senses and open the government.
Sites like the National Zoo and Smithsonian Museums have run out of money and closed. More flights are being delayed as air traffic controllers and TSA agents call out sick rather than work without pay. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
The National Weather Service says a rare and potent storm system has begun slamming Southern California, in areas hard hit by last winter's Palisades and Eaton fires. CBS meteorologist Tony Sudiku.
Soggy start parts of California, that Pacific storm sliding to the south. That's leading to multiple impacts, everything from rain to wind. Some soggy conditions with plenty of moisture and upper-level energy. You're squeezing out quite a bit of rain. Flooding is a concern, especially for the flood-prone areas and burn scars.
Another political redistricting battle is shaping up. Here's CBS's Jim Crisula.
North Carolina Republican legislative leaders plan to vote next week on redrawing the state's U.S. House district map with the likely aim of securing another GOP seat within already right-leaning boundaries. Democrats are calling the move, quote, political corruption.
Maine's two-term Democratic Governor Janet Mills announcing if she wins a Democratic primary challenge, her next goal will be unseating Republican Senator Susan Collins. The International Monetary Fund's just released a new world economic outlook.
The IMF's inflation forecasts are revised upward in the United States, but down in other countries, and tariffs are seen as a factor in boosting prices, even if the report says that's been muted so far. IMF also predicts slower growth in the U.S. economy at 2.0% for this year and holding steady at 2.1% for 2026.
CBS's Michael Toscano. Dow futures are down 468. This is CBS News.
Presented by T-Mobile. It's better over here. See how at T-Mobile.com/magenta status. That's T-Mobile.com/magenta status.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. September home sales tell two different stories in Racine and Kenosha. According to the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors, Racine County home sales went down nearly 7% from last year. Kenosha County saw a big jump of almost 40%. Even with the shifts, Racine sold more homes overall with 201 sales compared to Kenosha's 180. Listings tell a different tale. Racine added a few more homes on the market, up nearly 3%, but Kenosha's available homes dropped by about 8%. Realtors say there's still a supply crunch that is making homes more expensive for everyone. And the warning went out yesterday for anyone with backyard chickens in Racine County. The bird flu has shown up in a local flock, and state agriculture officials say the birds had to be euthanized to stop the virus from spreading. The H5N1 strain is highly contagious and deadly to birds. Farmers and those with chickens are urged to step up cleaning and follow safety rules. The state also wants owners to check their location on their bird flu map and report any signs of illness fast. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers reload. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers host the Dodgers in Game 2 of the National League Championship Series tonight. The crew losing last night 2-1 in a tight ball game. The Dodgers' Freddie Freeman hit a high-flying home run to right field off of Milwaukee's Chad Patrick, top of the sixth, and talked about winning Game 1 of the series.
Getting on the road in an environment and taking the first one, it's huge. You can't understate that at all, just kind of how we did it in Philly. And to get the first one, and we obviously feeling pretty good, so hopefully we can score some more runs tomorrow.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Freddie Freeman's been a Brewer killer for a while, so hopefully he'll oversleep tomorrow or something.
First pitch tonight is 7:08. NBA, the Bucks host the Oklahoma City Thunder at Fiserv Forum. Tip-off time tonight, 7 o'clock. The Bucks are 3-0 so far in the preseason. NFL, former Packers linebacker Za'Darius Smith, now with the Eagles, has announced his retirement. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It's the time of year when warm summer days make way for cool autumn nights. But once those leaves start to fall, the temperatures really start falling too. So phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. And let the pros at Building Waters make sure that your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold winter months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny and a high around 65. Showers are likely tonight, lows in the mid-50s, and it will be breezy. For Wednesday, slight chance of rain, a high around 61. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-50s. Partly sunny Thursday, 65. Right now, it's 58.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good morning, I'm Dan Marcus. Good news, it's not Monday anymore.
Love you've been denying. Sooner or later. Radio Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
Cause when we get behind
Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus. Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget about half an hour from now, and it borrows heavily from Elvis Presley's Heartbreak Hotel. Two completely different songs, or are they? It's on the way on WRJN.
Fall brings cooler days and hotter savings with WRJN Big Deals. Every Wednesday and Friday, catch the big deals of the day and rake in huge bargains on your local favorites. And once a week, don't miss the Foodie Flash Sale during the Don Rosen Morning Show. A great way to jumpstart your holiday shopping with gift certificates everyone will love. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and save big this October with WRJN Big Deals.
At Papa John's, get your everyday favorites for just $6.99 each when you order two or more items from the Papa Pairings menu. When you order more, you save more. Choose from medium one-topping pizzas, boneless or traditional wings, papadillas, breadsticks, cheese sticks, garlic knots, and desserts. It's easy to order all your favorites when they're just $6.99 each. So the next time your friends come over to eat your food, check out the Papa Pairings menu to save. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
Your ambition just met its match with Robinhood. Trade stocks and ETFs, options, futures, and crypto all on one platform. Get started today at Robinhood.com/your money. Your money, your move. All investments involve risk, including loss of principal. Options, futures, and crypto trading carry significant risk and may not suit all investors. Securities offered through Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC. Futures trading is offered by Robinhood Derivatives LLC, not FDIC or SIPC protected. Crypto offered through Robinhood Crypto LLC, NMLS ID 1702840, not FDIC or SIPC protected. Portfolio management offered by Robinhood Strategies, an SEC registered advisor.
WRJN, not only your source for local news and timeless hits, but your favorite Wisconsin teams, too. We'll follow the Brewers to the postseason, and now the Packers, too. When it comes to the big teams, we've got the game covered with the play-by-play and the wrap-ups with our award-winning sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Brewers, Packers, local news, and timeless hits, all on one station. WRJN.
Somewhere up a New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Here they have a lot of fun, putting trouble on the run. Man, you find the old and young, twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. Twisting the night away. Here's a man in evening clothes. How he got here, I don't know. But man, you ought to see him go. Twisting the night away. He's dancing with the chicken slacks. She's moving up and back. Oh man, there ain't nothing like twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night. Let's twist the one.
Lean up. Lean back.
Diamond rings and twisting the night away. Man, you ought to see her go. Twisting to the rock and roll. Here you find the young and old. Twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting, man. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting,
twisting there, twisting the night one more time. Hee-haw!
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Remember last night's Brewer game? They're playing the Dodgers again tonight. You can hear the whole thing here on WRJN.
Lay, 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 lay across my big friend's bed. Lay, 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 lay across my big breast bed. Whatever colors you have in your mind, I'll show them to you, and you'll see them shine. Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big breast bed. Stay, lady, stay, stay with your man a while. Until the break of day, let me see you make them smile. His clothes are dirty, but his hands are clean. And you're the best thing that he's ever seen. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Why wait any longer for the one you love when he's standing in front of you? Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big breast bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead. I long to see you in the morning light. I long to reach for you in the night. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead.
Thank you.
the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Two neighboring counties, two different real estate vibes in September. According to the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors, Kenosha County saw a nearly 40% surge in home sales compared to last year at this time, while Racine County sales fell by 7%. It could be a mirage. Racine did move more homes with a total of 201 sales, beating Kenosha's 180. Listings showed opposite trends as well. Available homes in Kenosha County dropped by 8.5%, shrinking supply, while Racine's grew by 3%. Realtors say the region needs a lot more homes to meet demand and to help keep prices from climbing higher. The Racine County Eye is digging deeper into the political fight over next year's Racine County budget. Four Republican lawmakers, including Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, say the county's 2026 proposal adds too many jobs and hikes fees far too much. County Executive Ralph Malicki says their numbers are misleading and that much of the spending they attack comes from mandates those same lawmakers created. The plan raises spending by about 5.5%, not the 18% cited by critics. You can go deeper on that story online today. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. A Brewers comeback fell short. The team lost to the Dodgers last night in Game 1 of the NLCS. Game 2 is tonight at the same time. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny and a high around 65. Showers are likely tonight, lows in the mid-50s, and it will be breezy. For Wednesday, slight chance of rain, a high around 61. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-50s. Partly sunny Thursday, 65. Right now, it's 62.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. with Brenton Wood.
You do want me, give me a little shelter. If you don't want me, don't leave me on down. But if you need me, show me that you love. And when I'm feeling blue, and I want to, there's just one thing that you should do. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling. Just show me that you're mine, girl. All right. If you do want me, give me a little sweet talk. If you don't want me, don't leave me on, girl. But if you need me, show me that you love me. And when I'm feeling down, wearing a frown, you'll be there when I look around. And just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, just show me that you're mine, girl. All right. And just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, just show me that you're mine, girl. Some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. Just give me some kind of sign.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Something of an anthem for the times from Jackie DeShannon. I'm Dan Marcus. Another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget coming up. A sad, sad, sad song coming up. Some say the mood was borrowed
from Elvis Presley's very successful Heartbreak Hotel. You can judge for yourself. It's on the way next on WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Tired of constant home maintenance? Make your home maintenance-free with Jeff Costanzo, LLC. From aluminum door and window wraps to soffit fascia, seamless gutters, and leaf guard, Jeff's got you covered. Durable, low-maintenance solutions that keep your home looking great year after year. Call Jeff today at 262-497-6797 for your free estimate. That's 262-497-6797. Jeff Costanzo, LLC. Quality, maintenance-free, and worry-free to make your life easier.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, the fabulous flavors of fall continue to appear. O&H's sensational pumpkin pound cake is buttery rich and frosted with their smooth cream cheese icing. Also featured are pumpkin brownies. These very generous sized treats are all out family pleasers. So stop in and pick up several. Enjoy oven fresh, scratch made Danish delights from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. With small ships that bring travelers closer to the destination, there's more time to explore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Let's open up the vault door. And we're in for another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, a song that hasn't been on the radio for a while. This is a sad, sad, sad song. Many people compare this song to Heartbreak Hotel by Elvis Presley. And that's so very appropriate because the backup singers on this song are the Jordanaires, who were Elvis Presley's backup singers. The song showed us a whole different side of Ricky Nelson. It's Lonesome Town. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for this morning on WRJN.
There's a place where lovers go to cry their troubles away, and they call it Lonesome Town, where the broken heart stays. You can buy a dream or two to last you all through the years, and the only price you pay is a heart full of tears. Going down to Lonesome Town, where the broken hearts stay. Going down to Lonesome Town to cry my troubles away. In the town of broken dreams, the streets are filled with regret. Maybe down in Lonesome Town I can learn to forget. Maybe down in Lonesome Town I can learn to forget.
That is really good. That is just Ricky Nelson, his guitar, and the Jordanaires.
And that's it. Ricky Nelson's showing some depth with that song. He had been Mr. Up-Tempo up to that point. Hello, Mary Lou and Poor Little Fool. That was the follow-up to Poor Little Fool. Top 10, November of 1958. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget. Another one coming up this afternoon, about 1:45-ish on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus with Buffalo Springfield. That's Neil Young on that funky sounding guitar in the background.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. Think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds, are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street, singing songs and carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
One can have a dream, baby. Two can make that dream so real. One can talk about being in love. Two can say how it really feels. One can worship on a star. Two can make that wish come true, yeah. One can stand alone in the dark. Two can make the light shine through. It takes two, baby. It takes two, baby. Me and you. Just take two. It takes two, baby. It takes two, baby. Make a dream come true. Just take two. Have a broken heart, living in misery.
Two can really ease the pain like a perfect remedy.
One can be alone in the car like an island, he's all alone.
Two can make it just an any place, seem just like a being home.
It takes two, baby. A dream come true. Just take two.
Catch up on what's going on out there. That's next with the news on WRJN.
Wild thing, you make my heart sing. You make everything groovy. Wild thing. Wild thing, I think I love you. Sure. Come on, hold me tight. I love you.
Wow.
wild thing, I think you move me. But I wanna know for sure. So come on and hold me tight. You move me.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Get set for a growth spurt. The International Monetary Fund has just released its projections for the U.S. and the rest of the world.
The IMF says the economy will grow by 2% this year, up from its 1.9% forecast in July, and the global economy will grow 3.2%. The IMF says Trump's tariffs have caused less disruption than expected, but the full impact of them is still emerging. IMF chief economist Pierre-Olivier Gorenchat also warned of another possible tech bubble, like the dot-com bubble of the late 1990s.
It was the internet then, it is AI now.
He says tighter monetary policy will be needed to contain price pressures in the tech sector. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Day 14 of the government shutdown, and the FAA issued a ground stop at Austin Bergstrom Airport in Texas last night over staffing issues. The state's Democratic Congressman Lloyd Doggett believes it will not be the last.
I think what we could see are more delays, more ground stops, more inconvenience to everyone.
The Senate is expected to hold its eighth vote on a bill to reopen the government. Republicans accusing Democrats of holding out for Obamacare. His predecessor has praise for President Trump for negotiating an end to the war in Gaza that paved the way for the return of the remaining living hostages and four dead hostages, as well as the release of Palestinian prisoners. Correspondent Weijia Jiang from the White House.
Former President Biden has joined politicians from both parties in praising the peace agreement, writing, "I commend President Trump and his team for their work to get a renewed ceasefire deal."